together. Baby, my comfy tata, we am calling again. Feel alright, I'm not good to calibrate. You are a kid, you belong in my space. That's why every day I choose you. Girl, I don't know why.
Of the 13th National Assembly. Opposition leader Tshala Kateka pushes ZCID to convene a for all political parties ahead of the 2026 general elections. In international news, South Sudan charges Vice President Machar with treason. And in sport, under 17 women's national team coach names 36 member FIFA World Cup provisional squad.
FM News.
With Upfront and Reliable News Every Day, my name is Abigail Traffis. President Hakainde Hichilema has officially opened the fifth session of the 13th National Assembly this morning. Speaking during the opening ceremony, President Hichilema underscored the need for Zambia to prioritize agriculture for food self-sufficient, reiterating that the country is positioning itself to become the agricultural giant in the southern region. The head of state further disclosed that Zambia is poised to produce 10 million tons of maize by 2030, therefore calling all national leaders and general citizenry, to prioritize agriculture. Meanwhile, the head of state stated that the government has made significant progress in positioning the country to also become self-sufficient in fertilizer. He said the operationalization of the urea and ammonia fertilizer plant at the United Capital Fertilizer has played a crucial role in positioning Zambia on the verge of achieving complete self-sufficiency in fertilizer production. The plant, designed to produce 108,000 metric tons of ammonia and 100,000 metric tons of urea annually, is expected to transform the country's agricultural capacity and strengthen its position as a regional food supplier. Opposition New Heritage Party leader Tshala Kateka has written to the Zambia Centre for Inter-Party Dialogue, ZCID, requesting an urgent meeting of all political parties to deliberate on key electoral issues ahead of the 2026 general elections. In her letter addressed to ZCID chairperson, Ambassador Joyce M. Musenge said Ms. Kateka emphasized the need for dialogue to strengthen democracy and ensure peaceful and credible elections. She noted that President Hakainde Hichilema has also called for meaningful engagement between the governing party and the opposition, making the proposed meeting both timely and necessary. In her request, Ms. Kateka highlighted several critical issues that she believes must form the basis of the inter-party dialogue. She pointed to the composition and independence of the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, stressing that only a neutral and impartial body can instill confidence in the credibility of the 2026 polls. She further raised concern over the application of the Public Order Act, which she argued has often curtailed free association and assembly, thereby disadvantaging political parties in their ability to mobilize and campaign freely. Kateka stressed that these matters must be addressed urgently to guarantee an electoral environment that reflects the will of the Zambian people. The letter has also been copied to the Minister of Justice, the chairperson of the Electoral Commission of Zambia, and presidents of all political parties. The Ministry of Health has dispelled reports suggesting that over 3,500 health workers are about to lose their jobs. Permanent Secretary for Donor Coordination, Dr. George Sinyangwe, says the claims are false and are based on a misinterpretation of an internal memo. Dr. Sinyangwe explained that the memo in question was a routine notification to staff whose one-year contracts are coming to an end, not a termination notice. He stressed that the ministry has not announced any mass layoffs, describing some of the media headlines as distortions. Dr. Sinyangwe said such notifications are standard practice since renewals for one-year contracts are guided by performance, expertise and available funding. His clarification follows widespread public concern and criticism from the Resident Doctors Association of Zambia, which had condemned what was perceived as a mass non-renewal of contracts. Meanwhile, Dr. Sinyangwe has assured the nation that key health services, particularly in HIV, tuberculosis and malaria programs, will not be disrupted. He added that the ministry is working closely with partners such as the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to ensure contract renewals are prioritized in line with program needs and funding. Agriculture expert Dr. Manyonga Siansindi has called on the government to ensure that the impacts of the bumper harvest trickle down to a common Zambian. Speaking to Parker News, Dr. Siansindi said Zambians, especially farmers, should feel the economic and social impact of the bumper harvest, adding that farmers played a crucial role, in ensuring a favorable crop harvest despite high cost of farming inputs. Dr. Siansindi has advised farmers to continue working hard as their unwavering efforts remain significant to Zambia's food security. Meanwhile, Dr. Siansindi has called on government to ensure it secures all the maize bought by the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, following the extension of the current marketing season. FRA has so far purchased over 1.25 million metric tons of maize from farmers across the country from within 1,586 satellite depots.
The benefits, they must be both social and economic. Social, it means there will be enough food security in the country. And when I talk about food security, it's inclusive of any consumer at whatever level may be. So that benefit would be there. Yes, and there may be attractions of the influences on the pricing levels. Marketability, we are talking about marketing outcomes or impact. Yes, prices may vary. They may be increasing, they may be reducing, depending on the situation, social and economic values that may be at hand. Now, economically, it means out of what was put in, the output, we are talking about income and expenditure. It means those farmers who spent in something, you know, as some expenditures, means their return as the income must be greater than the expenses.
In international news, South Sudan First Vice President Riek Machar faces charges of treason and other serious crimes, local justice authorities said Thursday, as fears grow that the East African country could be edging toward a return to civil war. Machar has been under house arrest since March after the transitional government he is a part of accused him of subversive activities against President Salva Kiir.